Thank you for joining me, Bertie Brits, in today's broadcast of The Love Way. What a privilege to come to your house, minister the unconditional love of God to you, so that we can, as a church, as a body of Christ, corporately just enter into the peace of God. In this last 2 weeks, we've been speaking on finances and grace. You know, what we've discussed, and it's so true that I just want to say it again, it is, if we fail to apply the cross to finances or finances to the cross, it will be impossible for us to walk in peace and salvation from poverty. We need to be saved from poverty. We must realize that we cannot work ourselves out of poverty. You cannot apply things to get you out of poverty except the cross of Jesus Christ. And I believe the time has come where the body of Jesus Christ need to get a revelation of the cross and the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ when it comes to money. We must realize that Jesus Christ said with His own words, look at the birds of the air, neither do they sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. He said to look at the lilies of the field, that they don't toil or spin or basically do anything, but God still clothes them better than what Solomon was even clothed. Now I know that we can interpret that spiritually, but the context there is finances and just the way God clothes the grass that's actually not worth that much, and that we are worth more than the grass. We also establish the fact that the basis of provision for God towards you is your worth to God, because He says that the birds has got worth to God, and how much more us. Now we also have seen in Matthew chapter 6 that the Bible says, Jesus said with His own words, that the things the Gentiles need is what the Gentiles seek is what you need. Man, that is so powerful. Whatever the Gentiles seek, whatever those who are fatherless, those who are in want and in lack, the people out in the world, just take the basic guy out in the world, what do they seek? What do they desire? What comes to your mind when it comes to material things and the desires of people? The Lord says that you need those things. And now we're going to go to Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to read there from verse 17. And in the next broadcast, we will come back to Philippians chapter 4 and just explain in depth what was written to the church in Philippi and how this whole thing worked. It says there from verse 17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire the fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now that is so, so powerful. If we cannot understand verse 19, we can become confused when it comes to receiving from God. And we can truly see how God provides for us. Now remember what we said in the previous sessions, is that God said, man, you serve me and I'll take care of the finances. So the financial provision for the church is God's work. It's not your work. And I want to say this. This does not mean that we don't have to have a job. You know, so many times we've got this wrong concept about work. When God spoke to Adam after he sinned, He said unto Adam, cursed will be the ground, and the punishment basically for what you've done will be that from the sweat of your brow, or by the sweat of your brow, you will eat and you will gain and income will come. You'll have to work hard to receive. So, financial provision by work is under the curse. Now you might say, Bertie, but how will people live if they don't work? You see, there's a difference between working in order to get money and working because it's a passion in your heart. You know, these days, and this is what I believe in my heart, I don't work for money. I don't preach here to get money from you. That's not the vision. Now that might happen. You might support this, and many people are supporting this program and Dynamic Love Ministries, but the vision is not to see how much money I can get out of you. I don't do this for a living. I do this because, like Paul said, woe unto me if I don't do it. It's a passion that's in my heart. There's a revelation that God has given me that you need and that many other people need. And I don't say that I'm superior to anybody. God counted me worthy. He just said, Bertie, I count you worthy. I wasn't worthy according to my works. He counted me worthy. It was imputed unto me. He's given me an enlightened mind in certain areas of the Word of God, and I can go and share this with you. And there's a passion in my heart. I want to do this. And while I do this, I find that God adds finances to it. That's all. If you're a person that loves fishing, for instance, man, that's your passion. That's what you want to do. You know what can happen? You can do that, enjoying it every day of your life, and even get money for it. It can become a business to a certain extent. You can take, once you get good at it, you can teach others how to do it, and you can enjoy your life. Work is something you do to live who you are. It's not something you do in order to get money. Jesus Christ has done something in order for you to get money. And when you can live your heart, when you can go and live your passion, you will find that the money will be added to you. Man, isn't that awesome? I don't work for money. I just live who I am, and money is added unto me. Now, you might say, Bert, you're just playing with words. I'm not playing with words. You know, there are so many people. The son will farm because the father had a farm, and the grandfather had a farm, and the great-grandfather had a farm. So now they are farmers. But maybe from the grandfather, nobody wanted to farm. But they did it. Every day of their lives was basically hell, except for the day when payment came, so they could go on holiday and do the things they really wanted to do. And now people are depressed, they're going through hard times, they're trying they read the Bible, they see, well, I need to live this holy life, I'm not supposed to lose my temper, I'm not supposed to do this, but they 24/7, they're busy with things that they don't like in order to make money to survive. Now, that type of frustration will be very difficult to conquer, even if you try to read the Bible, unless you come to a point where you believe that God provides for you through the cross and that you can live the dream that's in your heart. Man, that is powerful. It's liberating. You know, you can come to a place where you don't have to sit under that boss that shouts at you every day. You don't have to take that. God can change that. Now, if you love your job and that's what you want to do, man, I pray for your boss so that God can save him, that he can get saved, and that you can be an example into his life, or that God can promote him and put him in another place so that you can be blessed in the area where you are. So I don't say just run away from everything, but what I do say is that we are not part of the curse anymore. Hard work for money was part of the curse. Galatians chapter 3 clearly says that Jesus Christ became a curse for us to redeem those who were under the curse. So we are not under the curse anymore. We are under the blessing of God. Amen. God cares for you because you are worth something to Him. Now, let's read again Philippians chapter 4 from verse 19. And we just look at God's principle of provision. Now, this is not what you used to, and I know that. And I want you to clearly see this, and I'm going to preach this balanced, because so many times you might hear this and think that I'm saying giving is a sin. I'm not saying giving is a sin. If you don't give to men of God, how will men of God live? It will be very difficult for them, because the Bible states that those who preach the gospel would live off the gospel. So people would give that new ministry. If I've sown to you spiritually, is the great thing that I reap your material things. But the principle for provision is not that. The principle for provision is the cross and not the works of man. Now, listen to from verse 17 again. It says, not that I desire the gift, but I desire the fruit that may abound to your account. Because I have all and abound and am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Now, verse 19 is going to tell you how God will meet your need. But my God shall supply all your need or meet your need. How will God meet the need? What is the need? The need is all those things that the Gentiles seek according to Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. That's the whole thing. It says, according to His riches in glory, by what? By who? By Christ Jesus our Lord. Man, isn't that powerful? So what does He say? He says, but my God shall supply or meet everything that the Gentiles seek. He says you need it. He will bring all of that to you in accordance to His riches, which is in glory. Now, Jesus Christ was raised up by the glory of God. Now, Jesus was raised up by the glory of God. One of the meanings, I think it's the third definition of glory, is it's God's view and opinion. Now, God will meet all your needs according to the view and opinion of God, which is in glory, which is by Jesus Christ. So God's view and opinion about you is that you are valuable to Him, that you are good to Him, and the way God's going to meet that need is according to His riches, which is in a view and opinion, which is from God's side and from your side. If you start to get God's view and opinion about you and about your prosperity in Jesus Christ, that is how He will meet your need. According to the wealth and the prosperity and everything that has happened in the heavens, in the resurrected Christ, because of Jesus sitting blameless, holy, the firstborn from the grave, seated at the right hand of the Father. According to that, with that as the platform, provision will come your way. So, when God, when you must pay something and there is financial need, the way God looks at you is He looks in heaven and then He sees Jesus and He sees the riches of the glory, the riches of the power of God in the resurrected Christ. He sees your wealth through the resurrection of Jesus. Now remember, Jesus was resurrected by the glory of God, also called the Spirit of God. Amen. He was resurrected by the goodness of God. So when Jesus was resurrected, that power, that wealth that came to the human race because of the resurrection of Jesus, that's what the Father looks at. And then He will meet all your needs according to that by Christ Jesus. In other words, He will meet all your needs by what Jesus Christ and by who Jesus Christ is and by what He's done on your behalf when He walked this earth, a holy person, a holy life. Man, isn't that awesome? When I come to receive something from God, I never come in my own obedience. I never come in my own work. I never come in my mind what I've done for God financially. Now, listen to me. I'm not saying that we should not give. Paul said here that He has all and He abounds since He's received from the people. So He received. But when it comes to receiving, Paul did not say that God will meet their needs in accordance to the gift that is given unto him. He said it is according to Jesus Christ. So when you receive, when you come to God, you can come boldly. Now maybe you've been disobedient for a while in your life, but you are in a need. Maybe you're a father, you're a husband, you've got a family to feed, you've got people to care for, and you have been disobedient. Now I've got good news for you. There's a God that's got provision for somebody like you. He's called a God of mercy. Hallelujah. Bless God. That operates not according to the law of sin and death, but according to the law of life in Christ Jesus. That's what He's got for you. Amen. The law of life in Christ Jesus. And that's the principle by which He will meet all of your needs. He looks at that. If you've sinned, if you've been disobedient, a father, a husband, you've got children you've got to care for, your business went bankrupt, maybe you've never been giving for the last year, I tell you something, there's a God that's got mercy upon you, that is willing to meet your needs according to His riches. Not according to your riches, but according to His riches, which is in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Man, isn't that powerful? That is life-changing, it's liberating, and can bring you to a place of absolute peace. You see, the moment we start to think of finances this way, we are set free from the fear of not having. We are set free from that fear. Let's go to James, John chapter 1. John chapter 4, and we're going to read there from verse 18. It says, now let me just clarify this. We're going to first read from verse 7. It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent His only begotten Son in the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God loved us, so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Now, verse 9 clearly says, herein is love, that He gave His Son so that we might live through His Son. So, verse 18 comes, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. Now, let's connect this to finances. If you fear in any area of your life, you haven't been made perfect in love. Now, herein is love, and this is love, that He first loved you, by giving His Son so that you can live through Him. So perfect love, or love, is you identifying yourself in such a way with Christ that you can find your life through Him. Now, how do we connect that to finances? If you are afraid of not having, if you've got fear in your heart when it comes to giving or buying something or thinking of the future or thinking of the payment of your car or your house, or your children that must go to university, that fear in your heart is because you have not been perfected by seeing I am perfect, qualifying 100% for all blessings through Jesus Christ. Man, hallelujah, bless God. Jesus Christ loved you. God loved you so much that He qualified you for all blessings, all prosperity through Jesus. Why do you want to live through Jesus when it comes to your health? Why do you want to live through Jesus when it comes to salvation? Why do you want to live through Jesus when it comes to peace? But you don't want to live through Jesus and His obedience on your behalf when it comes to money. Man, let God set you free today. And if you can be set free from mammon by Jesus Christ, you will easily walk a life of victory financially. You will have prosperity. You will have so much peace in your mind that you will know when to make the right business decision. You see, the moment you start to believe this, you've got no fear concerning finances, so you don't have the voice of fear also speaking to you when you must make decisions financially. When you've got fear in your heart, when you've got fear in your mind when it comes to finances, you will hear the voice of God, the voice of provision, that says God meets your need. But you will also have the voice of money speaking to you. But if you are not under the servanthood, or you're not serving finances by saying Jesus provides that, by the work of Christ all of that's provided, and all I do is I just seek the right that He has to prosperity, because that's my right. The moment you are in that, you know what's going to happen to you? The voice of money is going to quiet down. It's not going to dictate to you anymore. You're not going to hear that thing that says there's not going to be enough. Now imagine you can make decisions without that thing shouting in your mind all the time. And you can start to make decisions from the platform of God's my provider and the platform of contentment. Hallelujah. And that's a great thing we're going to touch on the next session. That's contentment. Because so many Christians, because of a lust for money, because they've never heard this type of teaching, knowing they are set free from finances by the cross, there's still a need for money. They are still serving money. And therefore, they're not content, and they will never be content. And there's a place we need to be content. You know, the Word of God clearly says that those who want to be rich, those who want money, those who want to be rich, they fall into a snare and into a lot of trouble. But man of God, speaking to Timothy, be content with whatsoever things you have. If you've got clothes and food, therewith be content. You might say, but there you are going on to this poverty mentality again. This is not a poverty mentality, because the Bible says that contentment with godliness is great gain. And that's the Greek word financial gain. I tell you that there's a prosperity that can come to your life when you can be happy with what you've got. And if you can realize that's out of the hand of God. But what we must get into is to a place where we can truly say, I can identify with the cross. He has met my needs in the cross. I live through His obedience, therefore I prosper. That day you'll be set free. That day is when you will start to think soberly about money, because you will not think that there's not enough for the day of tomorrow. Because you will say, as surely as what God lives, my needs are met in Jesus Christ. And you will have peace. Amen. Do you know why Dynamic Love Ministries will still stand tomorrow? It's because God lives. That's all. It's no other reason. Not because I'm a good preacher. Not because I have done things for people. None of those reasons. The only reason is because God loves me. The cross has provided for me. Do you know why I will pay my every bill that I've got? Do you know why? You know why I'll pay the water and lights? I'll pay the car. I'll pay the people that work for me in the ministry. Why we can fly all over the world. Do you know why we will do that and continue to do that? Because Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Not because I've done certain things to secure my future. No. God loves cheerful giving, not fearful giving. So many times we are so afraid of the future and that there will not be provision that we want to give to provide for ourselves in the future. No ways. Give because you've got a revelation of God's provision for you in the future through the cross of Jesus Christ. Man, that is liberating. It is mind-blowing. It is setting people free right now. Amen. Now, if you want to make use of our ministry products, I would love you to do that by just contacting the number on the screen, send an SMS, or phone our offices with the numbers also on the screen there, and order this for a donation of any amount. Get the series. I mean, we've got these three sessions now, plus another 12 sessions on this, which just speaks about grace when it comes to money, because grace is God's power into your life that enriches you to the place where you can walk in the prosperity of God. Man, isn't that awesome? Make use of that. Let me pray for every person right now, and I just believe that you're going to enter into that peace and you're just going to be blessed. Father, I speak the righteousness of God, grace, peace over every person that is listening to me right now. I say you are prosperous through the cross. Your problems have been taken care of in Jesus Christ, and that you are the blessed of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you've even got any sickness in your body, let us know. We've prayed for many people that send SMSs, and within a day we get results and we see people being healed, marriages being restored, lives being changed, relationships being restored, people getting jobs. Send it. We will agree with you in Jesus' name. And by His riches, which is in glory, your needs are going to be met according to Jesus Christ. God bless you.